Hi guys, so I'm just laughing because I'm like, you know what, like I do these anchors, right? And maybe people, I think people may listen to me on Spotify, I'm not too sure, but I don't think anyone really, I mean, I'm saying this quite loud and I shouldn't, but I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna be truthful. I don't think anyone actually listens to me on this anchor app necessarily. I feel like I get my like listens here and there, but I don't get like probably the amount that I would like, I guess. But that's fine. That's actually fine because I actually find Anchor to be, for me personally, a place where I actually feel spiritually connected. And I feel like I can actually talk so freely without feeling alone. But anyway, I was just having a little moment to myself and I was just thinking. So let's get into it. I'm just here and I'm thinking, all right, because as you guys know, I'll remind you, I am going through some kind of like breakup transition and like I'm trying to figure out, you know, my way of healing and my way of coming out of this mindset of breakup, right? So in my mind, I'm thinking like, I'm here as well thinking like, could you guys be friends with your ex? This is an actual thought. Like I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, right, yeah, depending on the relationship and what it was, it may not necessarily work because, yeah, it's time for the part ways and that's it. Do you get what I mean? And that's understandable. But then depending on how it has ended, whether it, 'cause I'm talking from a calm state of things ending. In my realm, in my past relationship, the way it ended was kind of like smooth, I guess. I would say so. It wasn't like we were both butting heads and whatever, whatever. It wasn't anything like that. It was just like, okay, yeah, found someone else, they love me a lot, da, 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 and I'm kind of like, oh, okay, you know, like I don't really know. But anyway, in my mind, I've perceived that as a smooth breakup, right? So there isn't anything that's like awkward. But like my theory, I'm just sitting and I'm thinking, for those that, you know, have had smooth breakups, right? Do you think that it's possible to be friends with your ex? And I say that from a mental health kind of set of ways, because for me, I understand that people come and go, right? And we all, you know, when we're ready to say goodbye to someone, we just say goodbye. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But I do feel like there is, I mean, depending on how you are and how you connect to your feelings and your emotions. For me, I'm someone that is quite, what can I say? I'm someone that's quite close connects. Like, I'm someone that, like, if I have been with you for a significant amount of time in my life, whether you're friends, a relationship, you know, even family, if I've seen you ongoingly and, you know, and I've grown that bond with you and I feel that, you know what I mean? To me, it's really hard to kind of, like, let go in some sense and be like, all right, bye, see you never again, never talk again, bye. Like, I can't do that. To me, that's just like crazy because like I've built a repertoire with you. Do you get what I mean? Like we've built something. So in my head, I'm like, oh, it would be cool to just be friends and catch up and see how you're doing every now and then. I mean, yeah, okay, you might need some time, a couple of months, maybe even a year or two for you to kind of like, I don't know, kind of rebuild yourself, rebrand yourself, find the love of your life and like maybe change your life. Which is great, you know? But I do hope and do want there to be like a friendship situation as well with my past ex. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, because I'm always going to be supportive of that person. Even if they don't think that way of me, I'm going to be, you know? And I hope that they, one day, you know, we do end up chatting and catching up and it just be bants and it'd be fun. You know, I'm actually not mad. Like I actually sit here and I'm not mad. I'm happy for them. I'm happy. Like I really just am. And I really just do want a friendship. You know, I think that would be important to me. I think that would make me feel full as well in some sense, you know? And that's it. I'm actually gonna be honest. Like I think that's what it is. I just want to be friends in that sense with my past ex, because I don't see why not. I don't see why not. You know, I want them to strive. I want them to be happy, you know, and I kind of, yeah, and that's it. Like, that's all this conversation is, that's what I'm also asking you guys. It's like, what do you think? Do you think you could be friends with your ex or do you think that's just it? You know, because I know a lot of people I've asked as well, like friends, and they've said, no, I'm cutting ties. It's done. We're done. What's the point? Do you get what I mean? But then I don't think that, I just don't think that's the case. I don't know. In my own opinion, I just think, yo, we spent a significant amount of time and we've grown and you know me in some sense and I know you in some sense. You know, yes, we've had our rough patches, but like, I don't know. I don't feel like we should just generally say goodbye. I think we should still, you know, catch up and see how one's doing. See, you know, how they're feeling, how you're feeling, you know, get some banter, you know, and then just be supportive. And that's it. I'm always a peacemaker. I think that's the problem. I'm a very much peacemaker. That's me. You know what I mean? Like, I can cause trouble, but then all of a sudden I can be the peacemaker, which is quite funny to me. But yeah, I'm changing that. You know, I'm changing a lot about myself. Like, it's actually crazy, you know? And I am, like I said, now in this world where I am alone in certain situations. And, you know, I'm not like, I really want someone to love. I really want someone to love me. And I really want that, you know, I do want that real understanding of affection and stuff, you know, not to say I've never had that, because I have, but I think I'm looking for maybe something different. And I think that's always been the problem with me. I think that's always been the problem. I think it's about trying to find something that I can genuinely, I don't know, like resonates. And it, you know, and that's the thing. That's why it's like, I have to be patient. I have to be as patient as I can, because I think at the end of the day, like I always say, the universe knows what it's doing. And you can't force anything. You can't force these things. You know, if the universe does what it does, it brings people into your life when it needs to happen. And I just think at the end of the day, I just need to, you know, take my time and just figure things out, you know, slowly. You know, I am working on stuff and building on things, and I have an eye for, you know, certain things that I want to do and create. And so I just feel like I am just focused on those and making those my focus points, you know. But yeah, guys, sorry, I actually just wanted to see what everyone would say. If I ever get an answer from this, it would be cool to know, you know. But life goes on. Every day you wake up, I woke up grateful today. I did wake up grateful. And I just said, you know, even though right now, you know, for me, I don't, like, I'm trying to figure things out. It's not that I don't know what I want, because I do, in some sense. It's just trying to just figure out that real in-depth happiness, you know. And whether that comes in the form of love again, in some sense, and differently, we will see. If it's not, and it's like my actual career and things that I'm working towards, we will see. Or whether I just wake up and I just feel completely different and I feel like nothing ever mattered, we will see. But yeah. Anyway, guys, have a great day. I sure am. It's beautiful weather right now in London. It's really, really nice, you know. The sun's out for very long. I think it's going to be out for like all of this week coming up. And I believe going into April, which would be really, really nice. We're meant to have like 28 degrees, apparently. But yeah, it's exciting. It's lovely. And that's another thing that I miss. That's what I was going to point. Like, I miss having, like, I have friends, right? I have loads of, like, cute, cool friends. But like, a lot of them are all independent and doing their own thing. And me, I'm quite independent as well. And I kind of like to stay where I am within my, like, comfort of my environment. And so, when I had a partner, it was cool because we were able to go places and do things. Like days like this, we'd wake up and go out and do shit. And that was lovely. I think that's one of the things I actually miss, is being able to have someone and be like, oh yeah, let's go and do this, then let's go. Like, because I'm quite an adventurous person, you know, I'm an Aries. So I enjoy that aspect of like going out and enjoying the outdoors. But yeah, like, that's something that I do kind of miss in some sense, if I'm honest. It's just going out and being adventurous in that way, you know? But what can you do? I guess one day that will come back around. I need to stop feeling sorry for myself, you know? You know, everything that has happened is a story that I can look back on one day, reflect on, you know, tell my kids if I have kids, or, you know, something to have in my book that I would want to write one day. Because like I said, I'm not a saint, and nor are many of us. So I feel like I definitely have a book one day. to write about my life, you know, and this is just part of it. So I guess we will see. Anyway, love you all. Have a wonderful day and keep on living. Mwah! Hey everybody, what is good? Oh my god, so I'm literally sitting here, you know, watching what's it called, Selling in Sunset, right, on Netflix, guys. Obsessed, I'm telling you now, I've been obsessed for like the longest of this show. I'm currently, this is season what, oh sorry, just played it, oh sorry guys, so this is season 5, which is great. And like I said, it's a really really good season, and if you ain't watching it, go and watch it. Anyway, I'm not here to market them because I ain't getting money. First things first, yeah, I'm going to make this short and quick because you know what, right? I'm sitting here and I'm just thinking about, you know, my past and things that have happened in within that past, right? So let me say something. I'm going to be very honest and truthful. So as you guys know, I was in a relationship, right? I was in a relationship for 2 years, guys. A relationship for 2 years. I don't even want to talk long about this because you know when you are genuinely moving on and you actually are so much happier than, like, you know, you've been in quite a little time. And so I'm really embracing, you know, the kind of rebirth that I'm experiencing within myself as a person again. And it's the most, like I said, it's the most wonderful healing thing that I've probably have experienced in a long time. Anyway, so as I say, I was in a relationship for 2 years, blah, blah, blah. I was the unfaithful one. Boom, I said it. I was the unfaithful one. Now, I physically never met anybody. I physically never did anything. But unfortunately, we live in a world where there are apps, you know, that you will look into, browse into, do certain things that you know you shouldn't do. Or, you know, in terms of chatting, you know, or speaking with other people and that. Now, that's the only thing that I've ever did. And I'm not justifying that to be a thing because people will see that as cheating. And some people will see that as, okay, it's a bit odd, but why would you do that? Do you know what I mean? And then have a problem with it. It could work both ways. But I did that. And I'll put my hands up and say, that is what's happened. That's probably why. And that's why we're here. Amongst many other things, from my perspective, from my last partner, you know, from my views of what I think, that is partly one of the things that have obviously got us to where we are today. And I'm going to admit that, and I'm going to speak on it because I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. And that's the point of this conversation, right? I'm not here to condemn, you know, people, you know, because there's different levels to cheating, isn't there? There's different levels to cheating. People can cheat from different aspects, different ways, whatever, whatever, you know. And I'm not saying one way is the right way of cheating, do you know what I mean? But I do believe that there are certain levels of things that people do in relationships that they know they shouldn't do, right? And you know, they should be aware of it. Yes, the thing is, right, if it's reoccurring, like completely ongoing, then obviously there is a problem. If it's reoccurring but they've obviously are aware of what's happened and what they're doing and that it doesn't make sense because there isn't any, like, I guess, interest in the matter of doing it, you're just doing it because you've, whatever reason, you're bored, you're confused, you don't know what you want, still doesn't make it right. But then there is a, I don't know, I believe that there is a door there to kind of try and progress, try and make real conversation with your partner to justify what the reason is of why you're doing that. And then obviously, well, that's it, there's no other road. But anyway, point is, I believe that in relationships, like I said, relationships are not perfect and everybody deserves love in the most purest, fullest way. And I feel at the end of the day, I feel like, yeah, I may have done something that was, you know, untrustworthy, I would say, you know, and not fully, you know, full-hearted in a sense of, like, within the relationship. I can completely understand that aspect, you know, and I've done wrong, you know. I'm even embarrassed to even, like, say this or even speak on it. Do you know what I mean? I'm embarrassed. This is so embarrassing. I feel fucking stupid, you know. Throw all the tomatoes at me, like, hey, go for it. Do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I understand that I fucked up and I, you know, have hurt this person, and this person obviously felt some way. I'm not saying that they were perfect, trust me, because there were things that I've, you know, was annoyed about, things that didn't make much sense from my side with this person. And so, you know, there would be times where I would feel completely pissed off and confused about certain situations with that person, not again justifying my behavior, because my behavior is separate from that. And so, you know what I mean, what I did was completely wrong, do you know what I mean, and so forth for themselves. So I'm not making that a reason if that's what people would think listening to this, but But yeah, like I said, I did completely wrong. And I'm annoyed about that. I really, really, really am. Like, I literally sit here every, like, most days, not every day, but most days, like, what the fuck was wrong with you? Like, what is actually wrong with you? Like, why did you even think that was okay to do that? Like, it just feels like, I've been saying this in my last podcast, guys, right? That for the past 2 years, it's been an absolute fuckery. None of it has made any sense. Again, I'm not making it a reason to do what I did. But, like, for my own personal opinion, my own opinion, Paris's opinion, from my own perspective of my own life, I feel like everything that did happen kind of rumbled, like, what's the game? Dominoes, basically. It kind of, like, literally everything was just falling constantly, which I felt embodied me to feel like I could do things and feel like it was okay to do when really it was wrong. And that's the scary part, because now that I'm in this predicament in 2022, like, my life right now has never been so light. I can't even express what the 2 years, it I was saying the other day, like, it doesn't even feel real. Like, it doesn't even feel like it was real. It doesn't even feel like I actually lived that life, full well knowing that I lost my dad. I had no job at one point. I hated my job. I was depressed in my job. I was confused in my job. I was treated like a slave in my job. I was in a relationship that I was happy but not so happy. I was confused within my relationship. I was loved but I was confused, and I also loved but I was confused, and I didn't know what we were. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes, because it felt like that person didn't invest really within me. They understood my aspect on certain things, which, you know, was evident, but in terms of really knowing who I was, it wasn't invested, it wasn't fully embodied to the point where it was like I could look at you and I know you, like, I can genuinely understand me. I don't know how to explain it, you know. I know people always say, oh yeah, it's true love and all this shit out there, blah 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 blah, which it may be true, I don't know yet, clearly. But I do believe that those people that are in these true love situations or in love situations can look at each other and say, really and truly, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I got you. Like, I got you. That shit, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking for something, or have been looking for something way more in depth in terms of mentally knowing where I'm at. We as people cannot read minds. Yeah, I mean, we can't read each other's mind. I can't be that so raven and be like, oh, like, it's not gonna happen. Do you know what I mean? But I feel that there is a level of intimate connection. We see it all over the internet in spiritual conversations and spiritual posts, you know, of, you know, two spirit humans, you know, that, like, that star photo of the couple cuddling and all these little signs of, like, spiritual connections between two people. Like, it's there in our face, and I believe that that exists. So for me, it feels like that I never embodied. I experienced love, and I gave love when I could, and I gave the respect. I was always caring, always giving. You see, that's the thing as well that people miss out. They just want to hear the, oh, you cheated, or oh, you did something bad. Which is fine, because that obviously is the entertainment part for those that want to know. But at the same time, outside of that horrible sector, there was another person that was actually very nice and very caring. Didn't give fully. They didn't fully give, like, what they should have given, right? They shouldn't have give. They didn't give what they should have given in the relationship necessarily. But their heart, to some degree, was there. That, like, that, when I say there, in terms of, there was, like, there was love there. Do you get what I mean? Like, there was mutual respect there to some level. And that's just it. Like, I don't really know what else to say, to be very fair. I'm just tired, right, of, like, because I'm over the whole, like, feeling guilty and feeling like there's nothing to feel guilty about. Like, I fucked up, you know, stupidly, selfishly. You know, that's the moral of the story. And also, at the end of the day, what's the point? Do you know what I mean? Like, I know who I am. I can't sit here for the rest of my life and be like, oh, yeah, like, oh, I did that, and oh my God, is this who I am? Like, it's not. It really fucking isn't. And that's what's being, I mean, again, I'm not looking for any sympathy. I'm not looking for anyone to be like, oh yeah, oh well, you know, but I know the person I am, and I know the person that I'm going to become, and I know the love that I want to give. I know now that I really want to, you know, prove who I am and prove the love that I can actually give to somebody else, because I know it's there and I can feel it. That's the craziest part. I can feel it. Just because that person did not give me a chance, or we didn't give it a chance to really get to that point because they just gave up on me, which is understandable. It's their decision. I'm actually not here to like doubt that decision or say anything bad about that, but they did. And you know what I mean? It's like, okay, so it's my duty now to find and move on, you know, correctly, and obviously prove to that person in some sense as well that no, actually, I'm here to stay, and you know, I actually see you. There's no more being selfish, because like I said, I was selfish. I see that path of me being selfish and not fair, and I feel that was the problem. And I know walking into my new relationship that I cannot be that person, and I will not be that person, you know. And I think communication is one of the biggest things that I learned as well, because I've always found it difficult to express my needs, express how I feel, because I like to be hard-headed. I like to be stern and not say certain things. Do you know what I mean? I can be like a child sometimes in some essence, you know. And I've really matured, of learning to mature, to understand that just doesn't exist, you know. And I'm quite a talkative person, as you guys know, so it's crazy to even, most of you will listen to this and think, what? But yeah, like, I'm not perfect, I'm really not, you know, but I know the kind of person that I am. I know that I am loving, and I know that I am caring, and I know that I want to love in the correct way, given a chance, you know. And I want that person to obviously, like I said, see that side of me too, and see the perspective of, I see you, we see each other. You know what I mean? That security net, it just makes everything feel so much more lighter for me, I think. So much more lighter and so much more brighter, you know. That's it. I only came on here to say, at the end of the day, I'm not perfect, and none of us are. Do you know what I mean? We all make fucked up mistakes and fucked up, you know, decisions. Yes, relationships are the worst when people do, you know, cheat or do certain things in the relationship that's unfair, because relationships in our lives are the biggest thing. Do you know what I mean? As humans, we make relationships our biggest thing sometimes. Do you get what I mean? Because everybody wants to be loved, everybody wants to be with someone and experience that, and so it becomes the big topic. But then the problem is, with that happening, is that we exclude everything else. We strip away, we tend to not strip away everything. We don't look into the person, we don't look into the character, we don't look into how they can improve, or the ways that someone can be, or we don't even look at like you're a human, I'm a human, like we both fuck up. Like, no human, like I said, is perfect. We all got to make mistakes in order to grow, in order to you know, become a new you, and to actually become the person that you know you are, and the person you knew you wasn't. So I just feel, at the end of the day, guys, like, fuck it. Like, I'm literally here, like, you know what, I'm no longer moving forward and thinking about shit. It's just so pointless. It's actually so pointless. Do you know what I mean? You know, and the worst part is that, like I said before in my last podcast, this person I actually do love and do care about, you know, and that's the saddest part, you know. And that's kind of why I wish I had the chance at the time to, like, just start again and really, like, be like, no, I fucked up, because I wasn't fucking thinking. I genuinely wasn't thinking. And now I feel like, you know, I feel like, shit, I wish I could have just at least had a couple of more months with you, to really, for you to understand who I am, and have conversations with you, and sit down with you, and just, do you know what I mean? Like, really be at peace with, like, myself, and make that evident to that person. That's what I fucking wish. And it's really annoying that didn't really get to happen, but it's fine. Like I said, I think it is what it is, you know. The universe does what it does, and when it's time to move on, it's time to move on. And I'm sure that, you know, someone will come into my next chapter and shed even more love, and I will shed them love. And I pray for no karma, because I don't feel that's fair necessarily to be like, oh, you deserve karma, because that's what they're probably thinking, you know. And that's, I think that's what a lot of people think, and that's fine, because that's how they feel. But personally, even if it happened to me and I got, you know, I guess cheated on or something, on or in a certain way, you know, I probably would think, oh god. But I just think it's important to not think that way. I'm not going to think that way, because I fucked up is a learning mistake. You know, unfortunately, I had to hurt someone on the way, which is annoying, very, very annoying. But it's a learning mistake, and I just need to move on and figure out, okay, how can I be a better person? How can I actually be a better person? How can I actually, you know, love the way that love is meant to be and just be chilled about it? And this was my first relationship as well, so that's even more sadder, you know. Not to say the relationship ended sour, because we were still talking, all that. Well, actually, that's for a whole other podcast, because there's a lot of questions that I have, but that's for a whole other podcast. But yeah, like, that's it. I don't even got anything else to say. You know, when you just, like, you don't even know what else to say. I just think, you know, you fall into this situation and you feel like you've got things to say about it. I don't. I'm done about it all. I'm done. Whatever. It literally is that. I think I've got to that point now where it's just like, whatever. I'm done caring. Completely wiping off my brain. Like, it's literally done. Anywho, I hope you guys just have a great weekend. Like I said, no one is perfect, so don't be too judgy listening to this, because what the fuck, you know. And we live and we learn. Everybody's at different stages in life. You understand? Anyway, I'm out. Have a good weekend, guys. Hello, world. So, I've just finished work and I just thought, let me just do a quick little video. Let me do a quick little anchor and see how everybody's doing. A little update. I think first I'm just going to say, I mean, this is going to be a random one, right? I just had this rare, weird thought. Like, sometimes I look at animals and I actually genuinely feel really jealous. Is that really weird? Like, sometimes I'd be looking at, like, cats and I'd be just thinking, oh, rah, like, oh, I'm so jealous. Like, they just stroll, they just walk, like, they just do their own thing. Like, nothing matters. Like, they're just free, you know? And I've come to think about that, because I think that's actually a real deep personal thing. Like, I actually feel like the fact that I'm actually looking at animals like that and actually telling myself, like, rah, they're free, you know, it's kind of interesting. Like, it makes me, it puts things into reality for me, because it makes me think, like, am I free? Do you know what I mean? Like, am I actually like this cat? Like, am I strolling? You know, am I not worrying about things? Like, man, like, to be in that position, I think, is extremely powerful. And I really just hope that one day I can experience that feeling, because it just doesn't feel like that. As humans, it's just honestly a battle. It really is a battlefield. I don't think people actually understand it. And I know people will say, it doesn't have to be. No, it is. No matter how much you try, no matter how much you try to stay calm or stay, cool or collected, like, everything sometimes always feels like, I guess you can feel content and you can feel like satisfied and stuff to some extent. But then I also feel like you're always going to be working, or you're always going to be, or there'll be, not always, but there'll be like many times when you feel so low or feel so confused. And I don't know, I just think, looking at most animals, I just think, shit, like, yo, like, I genuinely fucking wish I was this cat just walking across the pathway right now, you know. Like, they're just jealous at its finest, to be very honest with you. But but yeah, I just thought that would be an interesting kind of theory, to be very honest. So yeah, just, oh yeah, it's been a long day for me. As you can probably tell, I've just finished work. How is everyone doing? If you're tuning in, write me a message or write something, I don't know, to let me know how you're feeling in the world right now. Like I said, I'm feeling quite good, you know, in regards to life right now. Haven't felt this good in a little while. And I think it's just because I think it's time to start pushing myself and pushing narratives and making things work and work out for me. To be very honest with you, I think that's kind of where I'm at right now with life. You know, I'm putting aside everything else, which is great, and that feels good. So I just think it's now trying to make sense of life right now. But anyway, this is only going to be a short one, guys. Probably will do one when I get in, a part two or something. But yeah, this is only going to be a short little thing, because realistically, I don't know, I just wanted to make sure that I recorded how I felt in that moment, you know, which I think is super, super important. But yeah, anyway, guys, I shall speak to you soon. Peace. Hi everybody. God, I can't hear I'm at work today. I have the space. Let me shut the window. I have the space to myself. Finally, it's very rare moments that I get this chance to breathe. I am I guess first line manager in a health and social care sector. So it could be very hard sometimes to, I guess, think for those that may be able to relate. Why have I come on here? I think I've come on here just to really shed my views right now of how I feel. I felt good this morning. I felt good this morning. And then obviously I've come here and I'm talking about work and my whole atmosphere has changed. You know, I thought about it. It's kind of a sad day or sad thing, I should say, when... when you allow an environment to change your mood, when you allow an environment to change your way of how you feel. I think that's such a crazy, crazy thing to like think about. Like, it's crazy that I come to work. Like, this is, I'm gonna tell you, I do 12.5 hours a day. Well, not every day, but majority of my week to make up my hours is what I do. So 12.5, you do the calculations there. And basically, you know, it's got to this point in life where it's like, as much as I want to do well, I guess, in the health and social care sector, I'm very passionate about other things. I want to be great at many things. You know, this is something that, you know, I wasn't really working towards. You know, I'll be honest, I have qualifications now in some sense, but I don't have like a degree or master's or anything in this, in that sense, when it comes to health and social care. Like, my heart was never really driven or focused in that sense for this industry. Kind of, I basically fell into it. And that's great. You know, I can't really like be mad at that or disagree with it. I can't be mad at that or I can't really disagree, you know, because at the end of the day, firstly, the universe has put me in this position. That's number one. God has put me in this position, number one. Number two, I guess it's really good that I'm going to have this kind of like industry in my pocket. You know, I really don't want to continue. Like, I'm not on my 30s yet, but I'm kind of close. And like, I kind of want to get, I want my 30s to be amazing. I want my 30s to feel like my 20s. Do you know what I mean? Because soon it'll be 40. You know what I mean? And that's fine. But, you know, I kind of just want to live my best life when that time comes. And so I'm really passionate about trying to continue my drive for what I love or what I enjoy or do something that's close to that, you know, at least, you know, I really want to continue to strive. I just don't want to have my life focused and centered around this, which is why I am now doing other higher qualifications to basically have it in my pocket before 30. I think it would be great. You know, I think, you know, I'm working towards something right now, which many people will be like, oh, is it? But it's actually quite a good thing to have, I guess, especially moving forward in this sector, because like I said, I'm a first-time manager looking to maybe one day, you know, own my own kind of residential or whatever the case is, or even become a manager itself. It would be, you know, cool, I guess, to experience that feeling, to state that I'm a manager, and I would love to do it before 30 if I'm honest. So that's what I'm talking about. That's kind of, you know, without spilling too much of what I'm planning on my life, that's what I'm kind of looking to try and just do, I guess. This is just something to have in the back pocket. But my main point of this is that I don't know, like, it's just such a frustrating industry and such a tiring industry. You know, I'm a people person and I'm someone that generally gets along with people. I really know how to do that due to my experience of my performing arts world and me networking and being in the industry as a young kid, in some sense, in the entertainment world. I've learned how to mask things really well. And so my relationship with people and how I communicate works. You know, I know how to switch, basically.
And so that in itself is a blessing. But now I'm realizing, you know, the more leverage you get in the responsibility of your job and duties, you know, you start seeing changes in how people interact with you. And then you start noticing the rocky, it wasn't as flowy and funny and bubbly in that sense as it was, you know, previous. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm just figuring out, like, here, falsely, I don't even need to go through this stress. Like, I don't even need to go. Like, sometimes I'm here or I wake up and I'm just like, what is this? Like, what is this? You know, you're actually like, what? And the thing is, right, many people say, oh, leave then. Just leave. Like, you don't need to be here. And it's like, well, I kind of do. Because number one, it's putting money in my pocket and my bank. That's the first part. Number two, you know, I feel like I've been lucky to be given a responsibility. I know that sounds silly to say, but I feel like because I've worked myself to get to this point, you know, it obviously is one of those things where I'm just like, to give it all up would be ridiculous. And so this is why I'm working towards this quality. Because I feel like once I have this thing that I want in my pocket, I feel like I could generally take a break from this industry and do something else. And then if things don't go the way maybe I would like in life, then I know I have something I can turn on to that will give me a reliable source of income in my future. Do you get what I mean? And so those are the things that I'm thinking about in the long run, realistically, which is why I'm trying to snap it up right now. But yeah, it's just a very interesting thing how relationships can change and how, you know, frustrating it can be, you know, and all this pressure. Like, I'm just kind of exhausted of it. Basically, this is just a moan and a gringe. Like, I am exhausted, guys. I'm exhausted. I just want to be able to feel free, and I want to be able to just do something that I love and enjoy. And I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I just want to feel free. I don't know. I just want to be able to do something that I genuinely love. You know, I haven't really touched on my dream. Sometimes I question, what is my dream anyway? You know, because once upon a time, and it still is, I want to be a performing artist. I want to be a creative and be able to do amazing things in the industry and for the industry. You understand? Like, it's deeper than people think. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, is that still like a dream? Because sometimes I have many dreams about many things, being a travel like influencer, or, you know, owning my own, like, I don't know, performing arts stage school, like something I have many. So sometimes I question that actually as well. I think it just takes one thing to really blow up and, I guess, you know, do really well in and make enough abundance within that to then be able to create all the other dreams. I guess that's the narrative in some sense, but it's just breaking through that first dream. You know, that's the problem. It's discovering that and making it happen in order to make other things work out. And that's kind of obviously where I'm at. But yeah, guys, I don't know. I'm just grateful for life. Like, I really am grateful. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for me. I'm grateful for who I am. I'm grateful for everything that I've been through and everything that I'm going to go through. And I just hope that the universe, God, really, really understands me and is able to see me and see me in a sense of my beliefs and all these things that I want to achieve to come true. This is what I want. Like, I want God to really open that door for me, basically. I want the universe to really open that door for me. And I want to be able to feel like I can at least have a try, even if it doesn't fulfill itself. And I'm talking from any aspects, whether that's me being the music artist that I desire, or whether that's me being an actor, or whether that's me doing my own little business. By the way, guys, I've launched it. I have a candle business, a luxury candle business called Healing with Paris Lorenza. I'm debating whether I should just do another podcast for this. I think I'll do a separate podcast for this. But yeah, The business is up and running on available platforms of Twitter and Instagram. And I also have a Shopify website where you guys can go and purchase your candles, luxury candles. And yeah, I mean, it's such an exciting time for me when it comes to that side of things. You know, I've been so nervous about releasing it. Like, I don't think you actually understand. I'm so nervous about releasing this because I don't know. You know, you just hold back and because you haven't really done much stuff because you've been held back from the pandemic and just life, to re-enter into something new is always frightening because I've been quiet. And so I'm kind of stepping out again into the unknown and doing something for myself. And I feel quite passionate about this. You know, I've always wanted to do candles. So the fact that I've actually gone out my way and created, you know, candle branch or whatever you call it, like, that's insane to me. I started this in January, right? The actual creation of forming, buying wax, having suppliers, all these things all happened in the space of January, February, and pretty much March. I've had 3 months to really put this together. And I'm so impressed with myself because I've been held back from even being creative or just really pushing myself and really, really diving into Paris, you know. And so here we are, and I'm just really, really happy about that. Even if it doesn't blow off or go off the way it should, which I believe it definitely will, I just am proud of the fact that I've told myself that I wanted to do this because I've always wanted to do this. I've always pictured myself having my own mini candle IKEA, spread it everywhere, across everywhere. That would be insane, you know? And I think it'd be cool, you know? A whole roster of different candles and like scent sprays and all these cool things, but like an IKEA, you know? Not as big, obviously, but like minimized. In some sense, you can go into different rooms, and in different rooms has different themes. And the ideas. But one day. But anyway, I'll save that for a whole other podcast. But yeah, so there is that I'm excited about, guys. I guess there are some things that I can look forward to, you know. But yeah, I guess for now, we'll see. I feel positive though, you know, I feel positive in some sense, even though I feel low today at points and just in general, I feel really good, and I keep saying this obviously, as you know, like things that have happened to me in the past, I feel good. I feel like I haven't felt this, like Paris, like I haven't felt this in a long time, and I'm just, yeah, thankful. So I just hope that the feeling gets better, really, and I hope that, I don't know, I just hope for really good things to come my way, because I'm still young. I like to say that, you know. I think everyone is always young, man. We just put this rubbish theme of like age at the forefront. Like, yes, our bodies change and stuff, but you can still feel young at heart, which will resonate with other people. And I think that's what matters, you know, not allowing the environment of adult life and the environment of people's feelings of adult life suppress you and make you feel like you have to be a certain way or act a certain way, because that's the problem. I think that's why people feel so lackluster and so like meh, because everyone else's feelings and emotions just, you know, you feel that basically, and so that reflects in your energy, and so you become that. And that's the problem, you know. We humans don't actually understand the power we carry, you know. We just use it like it's nothing, you know. It's mad. Anyway, that's it, guys. I think I'm going to do another podcast on my candle business soon, once things really kick off, you know. I'll start to push a bit, which will be very soon, I believe that. And yeah, that is it. Let me know what you guys want to hear, what you guys may be interested in or want to talk about. Or I don't even know how this necessarily goes with Anchor. I don't know if we can do partnerships or have like people talk as well. That should be an idea, just giving an idea to Anchor, and I'm not getting paid for it. Lol. No, I'm joking. Actually, it sounds stupid because it probably does already happen. But anyway, have a good day, guys. Stay safe, be grateful, and yeah, man, level up. Peace. Thank you.
you know what? Sorry, I've been crying and I'm probably going to end. We're not crying, but I've been feeling like I've been wanting to cry. And it might happen through this voice thing. But I just feel like I actually have no one to turn to. Like, I know I have friends and family. I know. But it just, I don't know. It feels like I can't speak to them. I don't know why. I don't know why. It just feels like I can't speak to them. And so the only place I can turn to is Anchor. Anchor, whoever you are, just know you're saving lives. You're saving lives. You're saving people like me, literally, who feel like they have like no one to turn to or no one to speak to. Like, there's such deep things that I want to say. And I may not even say everything on here, but the fact that I can be relaxed in my own space right now and just speak to you about things is so powerful. And I'm so thankful for Anchor for those reasons. I'm actually very thankful, and I hope there's many people like myself who feel or are in these positions where they feel they have no one to turn to, and so the only place they could turn to is Anchor to release everything that they're feeling. So thank you, Anchor. Thank you. I'm in a weird space, guys. I know that the moon is in Gemini. I'm a Gemini rising. And I know that today, Aquarius moon, which I am, a lot of us Aquarius moons are going through it. And are going to go through it, I think, until like tomorrow, mainly. But yeah, I'm going through it, guys. I am just in my thoughts about things, you know? Like, do I be super honest? Oh, God. I'm going to start crying. I feel, calm down, Paris. No dramatic, just be calm. I just feel sad. You know, I feel sad today. Today's a sad. I mean, I feel like most of my podcasts have been sad, but I feel sad. I don't know. I just want to be a better person. I think that's just all that's on my head. I want to be a better person. There's so many things that I want to do, feel, achieve in this lifetime. And everything has just been a punch, a kick, a slap, a scratch, a pull, a grab. Like, that is all I feel I have indulged in, especially in my 20s. My 20s, yeah, have been awful. Sorry, but my 20s have been awful. My 20s have not been good to me. I haven't been lucky. You know, I didn't think my 20s would be this. I didn't think I would experience. I mean, I know a lot of people say that, yeah, in your 20s, some of us may experience some heavy load of things, some heavy load of situations that may occur, you know, that are unexpected, or things, you know, natural things, passings, or, you know, natural things. But I, for some reason, just didn't expect it to happen to me. If I'm honest, I didn't expect for so much to happen. And I feel like I've experienced so much. And it does make me query about my 30s, because fuck, I'm praying to God that my 30s, oh my God, I'm ready to, like, I can feel me. I've got goosebumps. Like, I pray that my 30s are better. I really pray to God that my 30s are better than my 20s, because I don't know what the fuck I've experienced. I mean, I know what I've experienced, but shit. Like, if I knew at 20 this was what I was signing up for, I would have said, God, we need to talk. Like, genuinely come to earth and chat with your boy, because I'm not ready. But we're here. So I've had to have been ready. You know what I mean? But I just feel sad. I think I just want to be a better man. I want to be a better human. You know, there's so much things that I've wanted to achieve, things that I've had to kind of let go. You know, there's just so many things. So many things hold us back as humans. We experience and juggle so many different things. And, you know, I guess we all individually go through life and have to, you know, indulge in things that we don't want to indulge in, but we end up indulging in, or we indulge in things that we want to indulge in, but don't go the way that we want it to. And I think I'm trying to find the balance of right now of understanding and accepting the things that I have gone through and that I'm feeling right now. I am alone. And I don't want to say that's all right, because it's not. My ex, you know, I'm going there. My ex has moved on. Yeah, he's currently with somebody else. And that's fine. I'm fine with that. I mean, I'm going to have to be. It's really not my... it's not my opinion. Like, I have no say in anything. But I'm okay with it. I say that from a more in-depth personal observation of myself. I'm okay with that. I am glad that that person, that he has moved on, which is great, you know. That's all I have to say about that. But I'm doing some stupid things, and I don't even care if he listens to... I don't think he will listen to it, so I don't really care. But I am at this weird stage of stalking and observing and checking, and I know this is not healthy. That's the craziest part, is that I know this is not healthy. This is not helping me in any way. But I think this is something that everybody kind of goes through, or some people go through when they leave their ex. You know, there's a bit of, oh, let me see what's going on. And I'm coming to this realization that it really is damaging me. It really is bringing me down. And I can't stop it, because it's like, oh. And I don't know if it's because I still appreciate and love him, or if it's, I don't know, or if it's just that I'm finding it difficult that he's moved on and I'm finding that challenging. I don't really know, to be honest. But I'm trying to just get my head around it, you know, like... It's frustrating. I have no one to talk to about this. It's so annoying, because I want to move on and I want to find new love, wherever they may be, you know. But then that's a whole other conversation of if I'm even ready for that, realistically. As much as I want it, because I feel alone, that's the thing. I'm trying to balance the idea of feeling alone and just wanting to be with someone because I'm alone, or generally being with someone because I actually love them and I love the shits out of them and I'm ready to commit, you know. And that's what I'm trying to balance out right now, you know. Coming out of a 2-year relationship is quite a long time. Maybe for some it's not, but for me it is. And so it's one of those things of, how do I refine myself? How do I rediscover who I am? Those are all the things that I've been going through. If you don't know, I have a business called Healing with Parise Lorenza, which is a luxury candle business. And I'm sorry, I thought that was my manager. I had to freeze and pretend I'm doing work. But yeah, oh God, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, like I have a business, and I love what I do. It's a very small business at the moment, and I only pray to God that something, or it kicks off in the way it needs to at some point. But I guess that's patience, you know, and hard work, good hard work, you know, amongst many other things that I'm working towards, I guess. But I don't know, I feel like right now, I'm going against what I'm saying. I just feel lost. I feel lost, I feel confused, you know. I want to be in a relationship, but I want it to be right this time. You know, I feel like I was unable to navigate myself, you know. Sometimes I feel like I've lost somebody. But then, as everyone keeps saying in these great videos that I'm watching, if somebody has moved on, you best move the fuck on too, because that person clearly doesn't care or want to be around you. And that is literally it. Like, I'm really understanding that, you know. And I think what burns me the most is I wish, it's like, I know me. Like, I know how good of a person I am. I'm good to people every single day. And I know everyone says, stop being good, because it, you know, what does that realistically do for you? It does a lot. It shows you the kind of person you are. It also makes me understand who I am and who I want to be with somebody. Do you understand? For me, it's like, if I can be such a nice person to you, caring, nurturing person to a stranger or a friend or a colleague, or it's like, what, can you imagine how I could be towards a lover? You know, and that's what burns me. That's what hurts me sometimes. I wish I could have gave the love that I knew I had in me to my past ex. That's what burns me. I think that's what sits on my heart, because I don't think I was able to fully show who I was, you know, to absorb the love that, you know, he deserved and I also deserved. And that's what burns me. It burns me so much. And I think that's what's keeping me on hold right now. And I'm trying to let that go because it's done, but I'm finding it so hard. And then I'm worrying about being in a relationship with someone again. I want to make sure that I'm really in love with this person. Like, I want butterflies. I think that's what I want. I had butterflies with my ex, but it was complicated. Like, it's complicated. There were things. That's the only way I can describe it. There were things that made me feel some way at times that pissed me off, and I felt like, oh, is this ever gonna change? Da 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 da. Do you understand? But I still had butterflies. I felt that something that could have changed over time if we gave it a chance, or if we continued. Do you know what I mean? And I did start to anyway before, you know, they went away, I guess. But anyway, I just want to be a good human, because I'm not a bad person. And I know I've made some mistakes, especially in my past relationship with so-and-so. But, you know, it was my first relationship. And I know that that's also another theory. You know, your first relationship is the hardest, you know, especially when you break up, or if you do break up, blah, blah, blah. But I was just sitting here thinking like, bro, this person just cut me off. Like, we weren't even talking all the way up until we kind of, I guess, departed ways. But like, the way I just got cut off, like, all right, bye, good luck. You know, I found someone that's loved me. And I get it. You found someone that's loved you. And I'm sure, you know, people probably would have encouraged that to be like, but like, shit, like, they weren't in our relationship. They wouldn't know how we kikied or how we actually got along. Because we did. No matter what happened, we got along. And I've always said that if we weren't together, we would be friends. And still support each other. Do you get what I mean? But that just went right out the window. I think that also is what hurts me a lot. I think that's what hurts me a lot. But anyway, I'm going on. My main point of this is that I just felt lost. I felt confused today, and I felt sad because I am alone right now. I am. And I'm trying to accept that. I'm accepting. I'm telling the universe, I'm accepting I'm alone, because this is just for now. This isn't forever. This isn't forever. I am worthy of love. I am a beautiful human in and out. You understand? And for those people, you have to be a lucky human to be around me, to be around me. And I say that lightly. I say that because I am a good human. I know that I can provide the best, love a lot, be nurtured, give nurture. Like, I feel I can do all of that, you know? And I just feel like whoever that person is will be a very lucky human. I do. You know, and this time it will be done differently. I think that's the lesson learned here. This next relationship, if I ever do have one, which I'm sure I will, but the next relationship has to be different. Really different. Honest, truthful, and fun. You know, I want to find someone that I can genuinely kiki with, and someone that actually understands my mind. And I understand theirs, but like on a spiritual, mature understanding level. I want, you know, adventurous, you know, willing to just say, fuck it, let's do it, rather than find an excuse or it not get done. Say we're gonna do it, but we don't do it. Like, there's a lot of different qualities I think I want in someone that's coming into my life next. And I just hope that it gets seen, or I get to see it, basically. Anyway, I'm here, and yeah, that's how I feel today, the 30th of May. And I need to leave my job. I think that's another thing. You know what? That's another thing I was meant to say, guys. I think I've mentioned this as well in my last podcast. Remember this. We as human, the most strongest, most greatest power that we have is choice. You choose. I said this morning and I failed.
And I failed. I laughed because I failed. Like, I literally failed. I said, I'm choosing to not be going onto any Instagram today or looking at so-and-so's post or looking at whoever's post. Or I said I was choosing to do that. I was also choosing to not come into work and feel stressed. But I've allowed it to. Do you know what I mean? I've allowed myself to do these things because I've chosen for those things to happen. The most powerful thing we have in our life is choice. You choose what you want. You choose to do it. If something is given to you, you choose. If you want something, you choose. If you don't have it, but you want it, you choose. Our choice, our biggest gift is choice. And I just want to leave with that lesson learned, with that being said. So, yeah, choice. All right, I'm done talking. Peace.